Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, I'm talking about who in the Republican Party is pro-Putin, the leadership. And what they do is they either come right out and say that Putin's a genius, that's Trump. They say we should be fighting on the side of Putin and kill the Ukrainians ourselves, Tucker Carlson, Josh Hawley. But let's go a little closer to home. Let's look at Ron Johnson, who's running for the Senate, the incumbent. In 2017, after the CIA released a report showing how and proving that the Russians had meddled in our presidential election to help Trump and get him elected, Johnson said, here's his public statement, quote, I would need more definitive information before drawing any conclusions. I would need more definitive information before drawing further conclusions. Look, Ron, this is the CIA. The Ruskies did meddle in the election. There was a report that came out from the Senate, which was then Republican, saying they had, and you're protecting Putin. In 2018, Ron Johnson celebrated the 4th of July. So did I. So did a lot of people. We celebrate the 4th of July. He celebrated in Russia. Believe it or not, he went to Russia. And it was the day after the Senate Intel Committee, which was run by Republicans in those days, affirmed the CIA's conclusion that Russia had interfered with the election to help Trump. What kind of man on the 4th of July goes to Russia right after the committee run by his party says that Russia interfered with our election to help Trump? And they did it, of course, because Trump said that he would get us out of NATO. And he spent his whole term attacking NATO and the EU and attacking Europe and praising Putin. Now, Johnson still doesn't blame Russia for the invasion of Ukraine, even now as I sit here. He attacked Biden for, quote, weakening Ukraine. Biden for weakening Ukraine. Is he saying, oh, Biden should send them the MiG jets like I do? No. He's simply lying. Where does Ron Johnson's allegiance lie? Where does it lie? I'm not saying that lightly. That's something that people will say in campaigns. I'm not saying that lightly. I don't say that lightly at all. But if somebody rejected the CIA conclusion of interference in the election, on July 4th, the day after the Senate Intel Committee came out and upheld the CIA, he goes to Russia to meet with the Russians. And today, as kindergartens are being bombed with cruise missiles and maternity hospitals with cruise missiles, he does not blame Russia. He blames the Democrats for, quote, weakening Ukraine. For what? Sending Stinger and javelins and giving all that aid? Maybe we should do more with the jets. I think we should. No. He just says it. One other thing I didn't mention. When the Republicans were in power, he was the chairman of the Subcommittee on Homeland Security. As chairman of the Subcommittee on Homeland Security, the FBI and the CIA reported to him on Homeland Security matters. And he was asked in public, do you trust the FBI and the CIA? And he said, no. You can't have him in the Senate. Where does his allegiance lie? You cannot have him in the Senate. It is not just Tucker Carlson and Josh Hawley, Donald Trump, and the rest of them. It is Ron Johnson. this cancer has penetrated the Senate, and it's penetrated the House, and it's penetrated the Republican Party. Now, are there any bright spots in all this? There's a humorous bright spot. What? Humorous bright spot? Yeah, there's a humorous bright spot. Trump just the other day came out with a threat. In Georgia, he said that if Kemp is the Republican governor of Georgia, he's very right wing. He's a voter suppressor. He is the one who beat Stacey Abrams last time by throwing hundreds of thousands of people off the voting rolls in the Atlanta area, black people, so they couldn't vote. He's bad news. But he did one thing to anger Trump. In the last election, Biden won Georgia by about 14,000 votes. They did three recounts. One of them was by hand. And it all came up the same. So Kemp certified the election, even though he's Republican. Trump threatened him and said, don't certify it. Called him up and said, find 11,580 votes. So I won. And Kemp wouldn't do that. He said that to Raffensperger. That's who Trump called, but that got communicated back to Kemp, and neither one of them would do it. As a result, Trump is supporting a guy named David Perdue in the primary. He's behind by 10 points. David Perdue was the senator whom Jonathan Ossoff beat. Now what Trump says is that if Kemp is the nominee, and he will be because he'll win the Republican primary, his supporters, the MAGA group, will boycott the Georgia midterms. Thank God. Thank God they'll boycott the Georgia midterms. By midterms, he's talking about the November election. That's when Stacey Abrams is on the ballot against Kemp, and that's when Raphael Warnock is on the ballot against whatever degenerate idiot they put up on the Republican side. What would be beyond funny is if Stacey Abrams got in as governor and Raphael Warnock got in as senator because Trump told his troops not to vote. That's what's happening down there. This guy is the reason why Jonathan Ossoff and Raphael Warnock are in the Senate right now. Those two Senate seats flipped in Georgia? In Georgia? Well, what brought the Senate to be 50-50? And then let Kamala Harris break the tie. One and possibly both would not have won if Trump hadn't told his people down there not to vote. And he's telling them again. And I'm beginning to wonder what kind of people are down in Georgia. I like Georgia. When I was in the Navy, I did some schools down there. RPS custodian, a couple of other schools. Like Georgia a lot. Some shipmates from Georgia, good people. But you got to wonder who elects Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, you know, if Trump comes out and says, don't vote, doesn't vote. Are these free citizens? I mean, guy comes to Wisconsin, goes, Matt, don't vote. I'm going to say, pound sand. I mean, I don't care who the guy is. I think it's very funny what's happening down there. Trump is throwing a hand grenade into the Republican Party, and he's doing it down there. And you see it elsewhere. You see it in Missouri and Ohio in the Senate races. Vicious fighting, almost physical. Charges, countercharges. The Republican Party is exploding because of Trump, and they have not come to terms about it. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.